The Gemara in Shabbos discusses the famous question of if one is afflicted with poverty and only has enough money for one mitzvah. We know choosing good from evil, at least intellectually, academically, is an easy choice. It might be harder to actually do, but everyone knows good. Something's good, something's evil. A lot of times, it doesn't even have to be so extreme. We know we have choices. Should I eat something healthy, unhealthy, or whatever, you know, whatever the choices are. So when it's good versus bad, at least academically, it's easy to choose. But it's much harder, it's more of a dilemma when you got to choose good from good. When it's Amavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, it's easy. But Amavdil ben Kodesh l'kodesh, it's a lot harder. So here, when you only have enough money to do certain mitzvahs, so therefore it's a big dilemma in the Gemara. So is it near Shabbos, near Chanukah, or wine for Kiddush? So the Gemara says near Shabbos beats both of them because near Shabbos is Sholem Bayis. Sholem Bayis, when in fact that's what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was asked once, I think the case was, let's assume the time for lighting candles is 5 p.m. and the husband could be there and he could light, but the wife isn't going to get home until 8 o'clock. So can he wait for his, let's assume his wife wants him to wait, you know, but is he allowed to wait to 8 o'clock or does he have to light at 5 o'clock? She'll be Yotze anyway. So Rabbi Yaakov says, no, you could wait to 8 because we already see from the Gemara, Sholem Bayis beats out near Chanukah. So therefore, if you want to fulfill the Sholem Bayis in near Chanukah, so therefore it's not a problem. So Sholem Bayis wins. What about near Chanukah versus, which is Persumi Nisa, and wine for Kiddush is Tadir? So the Gemara says, Persumi Nisa Adif. So we have a rule from this Gemara, Sholem Bayis, Persumi Nisa, and then Tadir Vashenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So that's the order the Gemara lays out. So Tosfos raises the following question. And by now, you should be familiar with the order. But when Shabbos, when it falls out on occasion, that when Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls out on Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah happens every year, at least once, sometimes twice. But when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos Chanukah, so we take out 3 Sifrei Torah. And the minhag is we read Parsha Shavua, and then we read Rosh Chodesh, and then we read Chanukah. So Tosfos raises the question, this alaminic seems to go against the Gemara, because if we said Persumi Nisa Adef, that would mean we should read first Chanukah and then Rosh Chodesh. So why is alaminic of Kriya Satorah seems to go against the Gemara? So the 2 schools of thought in the Rishonim, Tosfos brings them down, on how you reconcile. So the first approach is, no, really, Persume Nisa Adef is limited to a either-or question. I only could do one thing now. I only could do one mitzvah. I have to make a choice. Is it going to be one or the other? So then, if it's a choice of one or the other, so then we say Persume Nisa beats out Tadir. But if I'm going to do the mitzvah anyway, it's just a question of what the sequence is. So Tadir just teaches me sequence. It doesn't teach me priority. I mean, teaches me priority and sequence, but it doesn't tell me to choose one mitzvah over the other. And therefore, if I'm reading Kriyas HaTorah, so that means I can read from all 3. It's just a matter of rolling the Sefer Torah, or if you don't have 3. So therefore, by the question of Kriyas HaTorah, it's not if I'm reading one or the other, I'm reading them all. The question is Seder Kadima, then we invoke Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. But if it's an either-or question, so then Persume Nisa Adar. That's how that's the one sheet during Yishodim. In fact, it reminds me of the Shaila of similar, not identical at all, but the Gemara tells us in Brachas that, let's say a person didn't have in Musaf yet and it's Zman HaMincha. So the Gemara tells us, it's a discussion in the Gemara, we paskin, you should daven mincha before musaf because tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem. However, our meaning is if you're doing it b'tzibur, to work with the kiss principle to keep it simple, stupid. We don't want to confuse the hamonam. So if you're davening b'tziba, you always do musa first and then mincha. But if you're davening at home, if you're davening b'yechidus, so you would daven mincha before musa. That's the psak. That's the way we pass them. However, here's where the shaila comes up. So what happens if you haven't davened musa for mincha, and it's either, depending how long it takes you to daven Shmon Esrei or mincha or musa, either it's 10 seconds before Shkia, and again, assuming how, we won't get into how long you have until mincha, so we're keeping the pratim out of it. The bottom line is you only have time to daven mincha or musa, and the time you finish the other one, it'll be too late to daven mincha or musa. So you have to make a choice in life. Should I daven mincha or should I daven musa? So some say, well, tadir. The Gemara says, mincha bita musaf, so too over here. And they say, no. That's only when it's a choice, I'm doing both, then it's the question of which one comes first. But in this case, I got to make a choice. If I got to make a choice, so then you take in other factors. What are other factors here? Tashrumim. By mincha, there's tashrumim. So therefore, some say you should have in musaf. And then you'll make up mincha by davening a tashrumen. So again, it's similar in the sense that we see that according to some Rishonim, tadir only kicks in when it's a question of doing both. According to others, perhaps not. Others say, tadir might win all the time, but we see the similar type of issue over there. So that's how, so it's a machlokes Rishonim, so how do you reconcile? So according to the first approach, presuming nisa adef if it's either or, but if I'm doing both, so then tadir wins. What about the other shita? Other school of thought that says no, presuming nisa adef always wins. Doesn't make a difference if it's either or, it even wins when you're doing both. Okay, if it even wins when we're doing both, then we should read Chanukah first and then Rosh Chodesh. So why in the world then, according to this school of thought, are we reading Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah? So that's what's according to this school of thought. This explains that usually being first is adef, but we know sometimes acharon chaviv. So why is it chaviv here? Because we have another halacha you have to be familiar with. That which haftorah do we read? We read the haftorah from the last thing we're reading. Because presuming nisa adef, we push off Chanukah to the last. So in this case, it is adef, so that's what the other school of thought says. No, presuming nisa adef wins all the time. But we're just saying adef doesn't mean first, adef means whatever is better. In this case, last means better. So those are the two schools of thought. So based on this, what about the following? So that answered Shabbos. What about Sunday, when we had just Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah? So we take out two Sifrei Torah. So again, the minhag is we read the first three from Rosh Chodesh and the fourth one from Chanukah. So Bishlom, according to school thought number one, so when do I say Persume Nisa Adef? If it's either or, but I'm doing both, so you go with the Tadef. Fits in very well, our order. But according to the second school of thought, that Persume Nisa Adef means in all cases, and the only reason we read it last is because we wanted to read from the Haftorah. There is no Haftorah on Sunday, on Rosh Chodesh. So why don't we read, we should read first Chanukah and then Rosh Chodesh. You have the kasha?
Yeah.
So therefore, you have to say, according to this school of thought, it's no kasha. It's true, persumi nisa adef, but there has to be a persumi nisa. When it comes to the haftorah, neira, sacharya, so there's a persumi nisa. But there's kriyas haftorah, Ein kol kach persumi nisa. I think to use Tosis language or the Rashba. There is no persumi nisa. You're reading it's about the karbanos. So what do you have then? Why am I reading Kriyas HaTorah? It's a day that's mechayev and I'm obligated to read, but there's no persumi nisa element. The persumi nisa element's in the candles, not in the Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore I have Rosh Chodesh versus, which is Tadir, versus Chanukah, which is Eino Tadir. So everyone agrees, Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So if it, So we have two schools of thought for totally different reasons. We understand the order. According to the first school of thought on Shabbos, so it's either or. So that's when presuming Nisu wins. But if not, we go with Tadr, and that explains also Sunday. But according to the second school of thought, presuming Nisa Adif all the time, that's why we have it at the end on Shabbos. What about Sunday? There is no presuming Nisa. And with this also, we understand the order when you do it after Shachar or Musaf, but we do Shir Shel Yom, Barchi Nafshi, and Mizmor Shir Chanukas Abayis Adavit. So what are our meaning is we do Shir Shel Yom, Barchi Nafshi, and then Mizmor Shir. So according to school of thought number one, it makes sense. What are you smiling at? I know. I didn't want to say it, but that was true. I said that last time when I was saying it, I said, I'm not going to say what we did here, but I'm just telling you what, I'm here to tell you what should be done. That's because they forgot to do Barchi Nafshi, so it's this panic mode. That was another, yeah. But either way, that's right. Okay, that, at least you were only two people who know that then. So therefore, they point out, because when I said it on Sunday, no one probably had a clue. When I said, I'm not going to go into what we did, and I got blank looks. So I said, okay, we'll just move on. But according to the second school of thought, so why is it we should do Mizmah Shir? But the answer is no. There's no presuming Nisa, so the effort's like Kriya Sator, and the effort's Tadir, Rishu'eno Tadir. This issue as well is the same issue regarding Leil Shabbos, Motzoi Shabbos. Really, technically speaking, it's probably the same issue Friday as well. But our meaning is anyway, not to confuse people, so you light Hanukkah candles first and then Shabbos. Even though Meikar Adin, as long as you're not Makabel Shabbos, you can do it. But that's not the minute. I don't know anyone who does that. But even though strictly speaking, you can. But let's deal with Saturday night. So in Shul, everyone agrees we do Hanukkah first. It's presuming Nisa Derabim, and then we do Havdalah. What about when you go home? So there's on both sides. Both schools of thought have a lot of heavyweights on this side. So whatever your minig is, continue to do. My minig is to make Havdalah and then do Ner Chanukah. I'm not interested what your minig is. I'm interested what's the issue at hand. So what's the rationale between both? So Pashas, it makes sense why. Everyone should agree you should do Ner Chanukah first and then Havdalah, because Persumi Nisa beats out Tadir. Right? However, how do we explain the Shita that says that you do have the offer? That gets into the Machlokas we've shown him. So the Shita that holds Persumi Nisa Adif all the time, they make Ner Chanukah first. The Shita who says Persumi Nisa Adif is only a sequence, so then you go with so the many issues totally on this issue, but that comes down to the issue of the Gemara over there about near presuming Nisa versus Tadir, and it ties into our Seda HaKriya both on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh Tevet even during the week, and it ties into the issue of Parchi Nafshi and Mizmor Shir as well. It ties into whether you make Havdalah first Saturday night at home, or do you make near Chanukah at home? So how many finals?